I first just want to read a disclosure announcement. CDC, our planners, and the presenters in this session wish to disclose they have no financial interests or other relationships with the manufacturers of commercial products, suppliers of commercial services, or commercial supporters, with the exception of Kathy Lloyd, who has received honoraria from Sanofi Pasteur and GlaxoSmithKline for her role on speakers' bureaus. Presentations in this session will not include any discussion of the unlabeled use of a product or a product under investigational use, with the exception of Mark Sawyer, who will discuss the use of Tdap during pregnancy. There is no commercial support for this activity. So we will start with the first speaker. Kathy Lloyd is our first speaker. She is the manager of immunization special projects for the Nevada State Health Division and is also on the faculty of the College of Nursing at UNR. She's a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from Arizona State University and a Master's of Science in Nursing from University of Utah. She has a wealth of clinical experience and I think has delivered thousands of babies. Her talk is called Cocooning the Entire State of Nevada to Prevent Pertussis in Newborns and Young Infants.
Good afternoon. Thank you from Arizona. I know most of you want to just lay down on your mat with your favorite blankie and take a nap about this point. And I won't be offended if you do that, but I'm hoping that I'm going to have some information that might be of value to you. I am speaking about what we have been doing in Nevada for the last year, and I am hoping that you will think of Nevada as more than just the gambling, legalized prostitution state, but as the pro-immunization state. My objectives are to make sure that you are going to know about our projects, and maybe you're going to want to replicate some of them. But you're aware that we have been cocooning in the state of Nevada since 2006, that we have been adding influenza vaccine to our hospital cocooning programs, and we now have influenza vaccine in several OB offices in our state as part of our cocooning. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about why the OBGYN site might be an ideal vaccination home for many women during their childbearing years. I came into the public health arena 18 months ago. I had quit my job as a perinatal clinical nurse specialist, having set up a cocooning program, and thought I would enjoy unemployment for a while. Sounded like such a restful kind of thing. I quit on Friday, and by Monday I had four job offers. And one of them was with the Nevada State Health Division, the other was UNR. So after I finished with H1N1, which was definitely an eye-opener, I'm sure you can all understand that one, I thought, oh, now I can be unemployed again. And they said, no, we're going to make you the manager of immunization special projects, and we'll give you vaccine and money and people, and you can create programs. I mean, how much better can it get than that? So what I want to do is talk about my special projects 2, 3, 4, and 5 quickly today, all having to do with Tdap vaccine for adolescents and adults to prevent pertussis in the state of Nevada. We looked at the January 2011 ACIP. I call them the re-recommendations. They're the same thing. For Tdap, and then we looked in January 14th of this year for Valentine's Day, we got the Joint Commission recommendations on Tdap for healthcare workers and for others. We have 19 birthing hospitals in the state of Nevada. You have to remember that although we're a big state, the federal government owns most of our land, and we have just a lot of little teeny-weeny communities. So all of our birthing hospitals decided to provide Tdap to their healthcare workers through our program number 2. We provided free Tdap vaccine through 317 and ERA dollars, and they just sent us a list of all their healthcare workers. And that wasn't just doctors or nurses or nurse practitioners, but it was the housekeeper, it was the lab people, it was everybody that could come in contact or breathe on an infant 12 months of age or younger. 13 out of our 15 hospitals that don't do birthing but have emergency rooms were also provided with Tdap for their healthcare workers. Because oftentimes as you're driving by, if you have a family emergency, you go to the closest hospital possible. And so they could have access to infants less than 1 year of age. A total of 32 out of the 34 hospitals in Nevada provided Tdap to their healthcare workers. In the 6 months this program has been running, we have given over 1,700 doses of Tdap to healthcare workers, and we provided them with extra vaccine as they had new hires come on. Well, what about cocooning, protecting newborns by immunizing family members and healthcare workers in hospitals that have birthing? Well, there are four hospitals that have been doing this for several years. Renown Regional in Reno, Carson Tahoe in Carson City, St. Mary's in Reno, and University Regional Medical Center in Las Vegas. You've probably heard of Las Vegas. Okay. Renown Regional Medical Center was where I was the perinatal clinical nurse specialist, and we learned about the data on cocooning and the research in April of 2006, and we became the first full-scope hospital in the United States to cocoon. We began educating and offering TDAP to our staff in June of 2006. You'll notice that there's a real short timeline here. When you've got the money and you've got the support, you need to move quickly before one or the other goes away. We began educating and offering influenza vaccine. Oh, we also began offering TDAP vaccine to our parents of newborns in July. One of the postpartum nurses came to me and said, Kathy, aren't newborns at risk for influenza just like they are pertussis? Don't you think we ought to be doing influenza vaccine too? Don't you love nurses like that? So we added influenza, and that was through the season. And currently they are working on improving and putting their data into our Nevada State Registry. At this point, Dr. Ann Schuchat said, Kathy, you have to talk about what you're doing. Well, there are a lot of numbers up here, and you don't have to look at much of anything. I'm just showing you when each hospital started cocooning, the number of deliveries or potential mothers and father combinations, the doses of TDAP that were given. Thus far, at Renown, over 24,000 doses have been given of TDAP. Almost 8,000 doses have been given of influenza vaccine to parents of newborns. 2,500 at Carson Tahoe, St. Mary's little over 6,000, okay, and University Medical Center 2,600. Okay, well, there are other hospitals in the state of Nevada, and we decided that we had a pretty strong core and that we wanted to expand this program to all of the birthing hospitals. So between January 1st and March 14th of 2011, these hospitals had delivered over 26,000 babies, and they have given over 6,000 doses. Some of these hospitals have only been cocooning for a matter of weeks, some of them but for a few months, but not for very long. So already we're starting to see more vaccine going out to those who can infect newborns and young children. All in all, there are 19 birthing hospitals currently in Nevada, and all of them are cocooning. Say, Mountain View, last week, just started their cocooning program. They're the last to start. Nevada will be the first state in the United States to cocoon all of our birthing hospitals. And for once, instead of being known for gambling or smoking or prostitution, we will be known for something good and healthy for the citizens of Nevada. In the summer of 2011, a 20th birthing hospital will be opening, an LDRP unit in Sparks. And they have already committed to start with cocooning with both TDAP and influenza when they do start their facility. Number four was TDAP for tribes. There are 15 tribes in the state of Nevada. You don't have to memorize these. These will not be on a quiz afterwards. I think that if you notice, there are really quite small numbers as we look at these. And we have identified that this is an area where we need more education and more encouragement to get our tribal leaders involved in cocooning parents of newborns and those who care for, whether they're in daycare or others, 236 doses through our tribal program. Number five was TDAP in our community and schools. We sent TDAP to the healthcare workers in communities where cases of pertussis were verified. That was just two small communities in the number of doses that we sent out. Three school districts signed up for a pilot program where we provided them with free vaccine for their school nurses to immunize students in school, and they were able to bill an administrative fee and turn that money back into the school nurse program. It was very successful in Washoe County and in Carson City County, as well as Elko County School District, and I know that two of these districts are going to continue doing this program, and there are the number of doses that were given. Okay, now, I really don't like this slide. Look at California. They've got ocean, a really big sun, surfboard, and grapes, and palm trees. And then you look at Nevada, and it has a turtle, and a dam, and some damned ice. Okay, not very encouraging, okay? I think that there's a little bias here. I'm trying to build up Nevada, okay? Well, when you think of Nevada, what are the top words that come to your mind? Casinos, skiing, you've been, good, you've been up to the Reno area. Well, why all the fuss over TDAP? If you will look at the California border on that right-hand side, how it fits in the little long contiguous linking that we have with Nevada, we have two long contiguous borders. So unfortunately, our colleagues from California have had an epidemic of pertussis in this last year. I want to talk about why the fuss and why the concern. This data comes from the California Department of Public Health as of the, I think it was the 13th of March. Over 9,477 cases had been reported, and already 514 in 2011. They lost 10 infants. 10 babies died that never needed to get sick in the first place. Of these, 9 of them were infants that were less than 2 months of age. One was an infant that was born at 28 weeks, had received the first dose of DTaP, but still succumbed to pertussis because we know one dose of DTaP is not immunity. At the same time, the Nevada State Health Division announced 38 cases of pertussis in 2010 and 7 thus far in 2011, and no deaths from pertussis. Okay, so what does that mean? Why the difference? Well, we strongly believe it's been our proactive approach for the last 6 years to pertussis prevention, and that we are still working on growing. Even when you look at the population disparity of about 37 million in California to almost 3 million in Nevada, we should have seen far more cases of pertussis in our state. My house is 7 miles from the California border. People are back and forth all the time. We were anticipating seeing much higher numbers of cases. Thus far, we have given over 46,000 doses of TDAP to protect people from pertussis in Nevada. We are striving to achieve monumental vaccine coverage with TDAP. Well, some of you might have wondered why I started off with 2, 3, 4, and 5, and what happened to 1. Well, number 1 is talking about influenza vaccine. And influenza vaccine in this project was given to OBGYN care providers in our community because we knew that pregnant women were at high risk for H1N1, and they are at high risk for influenza also. We sent a letter of invitation about the research and data and the requirements for OB providers to sign up. We had 30 OB sites across the state sign up for our pilot program, which has been running for 6 months, and we are starting to collect data from these sites. We are hoping to apply for a grant. Well, we're not hoping. We are applying for a grant. We're hoping to win it from the CDC for $900,000 to expand and continue this project, and we are hoping to expand similar projects. Of these sites in the north, we had 3 sites giving 319 doses. We've given more than 1,300 doses in the last 6 months and are still immunizing, because when does flu season end? End of May. 31st of May, we're still vaccinating. Okay? And our goal, let me go back here for just a second if it'll go back. Okay. We do want to expand this. Okay, in rural Nevada, 147 doses, and obviously in southern Nevada, which is mainly Las Vegas, 860 doses. Okay, Project 7, 8, and 9. We looked at the H1N1 data and said, well, which populations needed more help and assistance with immunizations, had disparate populations? We linked up with the Governor's Council for Developmental Disabilities, and I went to many educational public educational programs through this group, and was able to give 480 doses of influenza vaccine to disabled individuals and to their family members. It was very touching to see family members bringing in adolescent and adult children with autism who are still coming in to get their vaccines because they know vaccines don't cause autism and they don't want their autistic child to suffer from other diseases. Also, we've been working with the Consulate of Mexico to Nevada to work with our Hispanic population and have given 471 doses of vaccine to this group, and we're still immunizing. We also ran some small community clinics and provided doses for them also. Well, all of these are not traditional ways of cocooning newborns and high-risk adolescents in adults. They are unique and different ways. 36,000 people die from influenza every year. It is not a small thing. It is nothing to ignore. We're looking at high-risk people. We are looking at newborns and infants. We are trying to cocoon not only our newborns, but our adolescents and adults who are immunocompromised and are at high risk also. Okay. And we've given over 2,400 doses. Our goal is to continue our immunization programs against both pertussis and influenza, to create and implement additional programs to protect all populations in Nevada against pertussis, influenza, and other vaccine-preventable diseases. Our goal is to continue making monumental efforts to make Nevada a safe and a healthy place to live. If any of you need further information or would like to hear more about our programs, we are more than happy to share the things that we have learned, and we're happy to hear from you about similar ideas. You can contact either myself or Amanda Harris, who runs our WebIZ, our state registry, for further information. Thank you.